Fellow Freedom fans, we're back again. I am David Allen Carmichael. This is my Faith and Freedom Show, where I am going to talk about the issues of the day on a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, scary though it may seem, and the basis of right versus wrong. What is your perspective of right versus wrong? Hey, that's something to think about. Have you ever thought about what the reference was for your basis of right versus wrong? Have you thought about it? Go ahead and think about it, because it's going to be important as you're listening to this show. You can challenge me. You can challenge me anytime you like. Just contemplate some of these things that we're saying here. And when I say, give us a call at 888-850-1872, that's what I want you to do. I'd love it to hear some feedback from people who have a different opinion. I'll tell you what, folks, I'm going to go on with this. We're going to be talking about truth here. But I want to tell you something. I am currently broadcasting 5 days a week because I had somebody invite me to come do this Faith and Freedom broadcast 2 hours a day, 5 days a week, because it's needed. It's vital, because we got a dementia pandemic happening across America, and I had a vision to meet the need here in Virginia. And what I did, I had a lot of people going, well, I love what you're doing. And I'd go to get somebody to give me support. Let me just come talk to your Sunday school class, pastor, or something. Let me tell them about my vision. Oh, they got started to shake. And they said, well, let me talk to my elders. Well, guess what? He put me in the circular file, man. I mean, that's exactly what happened. I'm like, okay, so I can't market myself. Because we want to use a constitutional basis to invite you to engage the issues of the day, so we could give you a biblical perspective so that your life would become right rather than wrong. That's ultimately what our goal was. You know, religion does not just mean speaking on Sunday morning. It's being salt and light in the darkness where there's no flavor. Salt and light in the darkness where there's no flavor. People are willing to listen to a radical Christian extremist if they're willing to listen to a radical atheist extremist, you know, in the morning on a different radio broadcast. You know what? I think they'll give me equal time, and they'll entertain my thoughts. They might hate them. They might love them. They might, who knows? But how many of you are getting out and speaking to several thousand people on a given day about the issues of a day on a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, the basis of right versus wrong? Folks, if somebody will get on board and take what it needs, I could use 100 people giving $20 a month or 20 people giving $100 a month, and we will be going 5 days a week on Hampton Roads por vida, forever. That's what we're looking for. Let's get on the stick, guys. I'm pouring my life out. What are you doing with your time? What are you doing with your time? I don't know. But just reminded me of some conversation I had with a guy in the South who thought when I told him I was from L.A., he thought I was from Lower Alabama. That was interesting. Okay, so I want to get back to this issue where I was talking about truth. And this issue of this, watch your kids, folks, because we're getting kind of radical here by talking about an issue that's very nasty. It's talking about homosexuality. Now, let's going back to this article about the American Psychological Association. And some say that truth doesn't matter. Let's see what they say. Consider the following statement made by a prominent member of the American Psychological Association and published by the Harvard University Press. He said, quote, "It may be that for now, the safest way to advocate for lesbian, gay, bisexual rights," you know, that's a wrong, by the way. There are rights and there are wrongs. There are privilege rights and there are immunity rights. Privileges and immunities are rights. And then there are wrongs, you see. Okay. So lesbian, gay, bisexual rights is an oxymoron. You can look that up. The best way to advocate for these wrongs is to keep propagating a deterministic model. Sexual minorities are born that way and can never be otherwise. That's what they're saying they want to sell. If this is an easier route to acceptance, it is really so bad. Is it really so bad that it is inaccurate? If this is an easier route to acceptance of a wrong, is it really so bad that it is inaccurate? Not if you're reprobate. Not if you've been given over to a debased mind. Not if you have been subject to the pandemic dementia that is sweeping across the North American continent. That's what's going on, folks. That's the American Psychological Association, the APA. You know, it's an acronym there. That's great. Must be true. Let's see. In his book, Destructive Trends in Mental Health, former APA President Nicholas Cummings notes that he and his co-author lived through the abominable McCarthy era and the Hollywood witch hunts. Still, he notes, there was not then the insidious sense of intellectual intimidation that currently exists under political correctness. He says, now misguided political correctness tethers our intellects. You know why? We're going insane. It's a pandemic of dementia. Perhaps a British playwright, self-identified secularist, atheist Pat Condell is indeed correct. Political correctness is like a drug that we just can't stop injecting, even though it's self-destructive, even though we know it's going to kill us. See, that's the same thing with homosexuality. It doesn't procreate. It is not normal. I was told by somebody we had an interview from, a gentleman from Global Teen Challenge, and he had this thing. He saw this study on gorillas where they would get hooked on morphine or something like that, whether hooked on heroin or whatever it was, and they'd push this button, they'd get the drug. Then they took them through withdrawal. After the withdrawal, guess what? A silly monkey, because it's not having a self-will like a human created in the image of God, would not push that button again. The consequences, it understood simply, innately, just with its little ganglia kind of mind, that it wasn't worth it. It's self-destructive. See, monkeys are animals that have been made not in the image of God. They don't have a free will. They literally do what every impulse and instinct directs them. And you know what their impulse and instinct, if everything's normal, will direct them? To survival. So they don't do the drug after, and they don't even have to go to a therapy group, okay? They don't have to do it. But us, we do things even though it's going to kill us. What is going on? What? There's a bigger plan that we can't understand. Now, speaking of, now just if you don't think that we're really in a pandemic of dementia, I have an article here that I want to reference, and it's from thenewsmaker.com, and it's talking about Mr. Obama's perspective. Let's see. He says, Anthony Romero, executive director of American Civil Liberties Unit, says that gay marriage will ultimately be legalized throughout the country. It might be legal even though it's unlawful, because you can't have something that's wrong be lawful. With four states already allowing same-sex marriage and several others moving in that direction, it's just a matter of time before the whole country goes that way. Of course, there's a pandemic of dementia. This is merely a symptom. Romero tells the Philadelphia Inquirer, clearly the momentum is on our side. Now, what's interesting, this was kind of a follow-up I was reading from an article, yes, from the World Net Daily, because sometimes they report things that nobody else is, so I check it, and usually I don't go on to the things that don't have some reference of reality someplace, so we got one that has a reference with reality, and it was mentioning this, there was a shift in Mr. Obama's public stance on these issues. He says, the White House won't be leading the charge for this homosexual agenda, though. While President Obama has called himself a fierce advocate of equality for gays and lesbians, yeah, they're equal. He also says that as a Christian, he opposes same-sex marriage. Well, I just think there's a little bit of contradiction going on with Mr. Obama, but I think it might be because he has been exposed through repeated exposure to people who've been infected with the pandemic of dementia. I just see things in our current, those who are in office who've been influenced, my generation have been influenced, been exposed over a certain amount of time with this pandemic. And so they say and do things that are self-destructive. It's horrible. It's horrible. To be sure, more people are coming to accept gay marriage. Now, earlier I said sometimes things become typical that are not normal. See, normal is the norm. Norm isn't the norm as far as society. We weigh it in the scale, see where the needle tips. Because normal is normal. Normal is it's operating the way it's designed. It's normal, not balanced or equal. It is normal. It is right. It is the reference for the scale. Now, it may be that typically things are being done that are abnormal and become destructive. Now, what happens is those who destroy themselves no longer procreate or whatever. It's not survival of the fittest. Darwin's perspective is not right. But I will say that when things are abnormal, do not reproduce, there are more normal things around. So the tip of the scale will start tipping back toward normal as the abnormal drops off. So we'll have to see that over time. To be sure, more people are coming to accept gay marriage. That's right, because there's a pandemic. Latest ABC News Washington post poll indicates that 49% of citizens, oh, I don't know if citizens of what, favor legislation, up from 32% in 2004, the Inquirer reported. And among conservatives, whoop, from where? And what is a conservative? Among conservatives, the approval rate has tripled to 30%. Folks, I'm going to say it again. Alert, alert, red alert, red alert, folks. This is important. Pay attention here. There is a pandemic that has spread across America that has not been reported by the mainstream media or the World Health Organization. The first signs were clearly evident to me. I could see it in Canada, but the sickness was not reported. And I've seen evidence of that illness showing itself in many reports that were trickling across the border from Canada. And sure enough, I've seen it now. The illness has now reached the United States, and it has become full-blown national emergency, but it is not being reported by the National Health Organization, the World Health Organization, or any of the mainstream media. You're hearing it first here on the Faith and Freedom Show. The source of this illness has not been isolated. The prime suspects are fluoridated water, aspartame, sodium saccharin, tooth-filling mercury, possibly magnetic anomalies from east-west sleeping orientations. America, folks, is going insane. The microbiolic makeup of this disease is a combination of strains originally from the continents of Europe, Asia, and Africa, recombinated into a potentially and appearing to be deadly. The symptoms, owing to that European lineage, are a loss of a sense of reality, cognitive judgment, and discernment. And the symptoms from the African continental strain appears an abandonment of self-control, showing itself in chemical and perverted sexual addictions. The Asian element strips people of a sense of individuality and natural affection, producing a dependency on the impersonal state rather than family and friends. And another symptom that affects people, depending on their reaction to this illness, is some have lost the capacity for religion completely, while others become trapped in a drifty spirituality that is not religion. There is no vaccine available to counter the advance of this destructive and deadly yet named disease. And the National Academy of Sciences, working in close cooperation with the National Academy of English and Grammar, to determine whether the source of this pandemic should be called IR2 or IM2. The disease is transferred and communicated through close contact and repeated exposure to those who are infected. Resistance to this disease will continue to decline, and everyone will eventually succumb unless they can obtain the cure. And the remedy not available in your local pharmacy, this cure called 42C, requires commitment and sacrifice on the part of those who are determined to survive the onslaught of this dementia pandemic. America is going insane. There is a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. There's a point, folks, where we're going to come to our senses and realize that we're going to have to look upon the Lord and live. And we're going to have to, I would highly recommend, for the cure to this pandemic, read the Bible. Boy, would you be shocked. Fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. Fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. That's the kind of crazy things this Bible says. It says, he who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son does not have life. And the wrath of the Father abides on him. Woo! If it's true, it's an important reference, folks. It may be the cure to this dementia pandemic that we're experiencing going across North America. I encourage you to check out our website, faithfreedoms.org. Would like to invite you to become a member of the Liberty Works Radio Network Fellowship. LibertyWorksRadioNetwork.com.